Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Bava Metzia, Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalet. As we have seen many times, in order to really acquire something, you have to make a kinyan. Say I'm buying your bicycle. I give you money for it. It's not mine yet until I do a kinyan on the bicycle. I don't know, maybe Mashicha, maybe Hagbah, lifting it. The reason Chazal made that takana is Shema Nisufu Chatecha Biali. In other words, we don't want someone buying wheat. When he comes to pick up the wheat, the man will say, sorry, your wheat was burnt. In other words, let's go back to the mashal of the bicycle. I buy your bicycle. Then when I come to pick it up, I say, where's my bike? And the seller will say, sorry, there was a fire, it burnt up. But what do you mean? I paid for it. So when you paid for it, it was yours. So it was your bicycle that burnt up. It's not my problem. It's not yours until you do a kinyan. So normally a kinyan means I have to take it into my rishus. By karka, there is kinyan kesef. There is a kinyan called kinyan chalip, and that means a switch. Let's say I have a cow. I don't really need a cow. I need a donkey. My friend has a donkey. He doesn't really need a donkey. He needs a cow. So very good. We make up. We're going to switch with each other. When we do this switch, it could also be a kinyan. Besides the fact that it's payment, it's also a kinyan. So I'm going to give you my para. You're going to give me your chamar. It's not just that you're paying me with your chamar. When I take your chamar, automatically my para, wherever it is, becomes yours. Even if you're not touching it. Even if it's not even here. And let me explain to you a practical aspect of this. I meet my friend, I say, what should I do? I have a para, I don't need it. I need a chamar. He says, great, I have a chamar. I don't need it, but I need a para. So I say, let's switch. And I take his chamar. And I want you to understand this. I take it because we agree we're doing a kinyan chalipin, a switch kinyan. Automatically, when I take the chamar, the para becomes his. The para is in my farm 10 miles down the road. Often that's when kinyan chalipin is used, when the item is not here. But this could create the following shaila. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Machlif para b'chamar. They switched a para for a donkey. Me, the owner of the para, I already did Mashiach on the chamar. I pulled it into my rishos. So now, automatically, through kinyan chalipin, my para belongs to my friend who used to own the donkey. But the Yalada. Turns out, Mazel Tov, the donkey had a calf. When did the donkey have the calf? If this donkey gave birth to the calf, to the baby, before I did Mashiach on the chamar, then the baby's mine. But if the para only gave birth after I did Mashiach, even though the para was still in my farm 10 miles away, but it already belonged to my friend, then the baby is his. That's the problem now. V'chein, as a yoichid, another case in the Mishnah. A moichid shivcha, so someone sells his shivcha kananis. A shivcha kananis can be acquired with kesef. So that means somebody sells the shivcha, but the shivcha is resting comfortably in his house. She's not here. But as soon as the man gives him the kesef, the shivcha belongs to that person. Now it turns out Yelda, she had a baby. So in both cases, ze oimer, the seller says, atchaloy mecharti, before I sold it. That's when either the calf was born, or in the case of the shivcha, the baby was born. Veze oimer, the buyer says, no, mishal lakachti, it was after I bought it. In other words, it was after the seller did the mashiach on the chamar, or after he gave the kesef for the shivcha. So what do? We don't know when it was born. So the din is yachloiku. They have to divide the value. And this goes according to the sheet of Simchais. Simchais holds, when money is in doubt, you divide it half and half. Now, I want you to understand, as the Batanura explains this, by the case of Parah and Chamar, we have to use an example of Chalipin. Because if this was a regular Kinyan, then the Parah doesn't belong to him until he does Mashiach, so we'll know if it gave birth already or it didn't. It's right here, we can see. But if we use a case of Chalipin, where when one person takes in the Chamar, does Mashiach on the Chamar, automatically the Parah belongs to the other one, even though the Parah is 10 miles away on a farm, so we taka don't know when the Parah gave birth. Masha'en came by the Shivcha, we can use the case of Kesef. Because by an Eved or a Shivcha, like Karka, there's no Mashiach. You don't have to pull it into your Rishus. As soon as you give Kesef, it belongs to you. So even with the Kinyan Kesef, we can still have the problem, because the Shivcha doesn't have to be there. Let me just remind you what we learned earlier. Even though our Mishnah says, because there's a Safik, we divide it half and half. But like we said, that's the Shita of Simchas. We paskin like the Chachamim. Now when there's doubt about money, the one who wants to take the money away from someone else, he's the one that has to prove it. So Lamashal in the case of the calf. Until now, this part was mine. And the calf inside was mine. You tiny, and now the calf belongs to you. You have to prove it. This is called Cheskas Marakam. Who was the owner till now? The owner till now, for sure, was the seller. So unless the buyer can prove for sure that it's his, it stays by the seller.
Zok Deilig Mishnah Vayter. Hayla Shnei Avadim. This person had two Avadim. Echad Gadol v'Echad Katan. When we say Gadol or Katan here,
we don't mean what Gadol or Katan usually means, which is either over Bar Mitzvah or under Bar Mitzvah. We mean to say one is physically bigger and therefore he can do more work. So technically he would be worth more money, as opposed to someone who is smaller. Chein shtei sodais. We had two fields. Achas gedoyla v'achas katana. Larger field and a smaller field. No question that a lokeach, that means a purchaser, a buyer, purchased an eved or a field. But somehow it's not clear which one. Halakeach, or the buyer says, gedoyla lokachti. The money that I gave you was for the bigger one. V'aloimer, and the seller says, any idea? I don't know. I don't know if you bought the bigger one or the smaller one. The money that you gave, I don't know if that was for the bigger one or the smaller one. Zakta Mishnah Zacha Bagadol, he gets the bigger one. Now here's the reason. The seller is not denying that this man gave money to buy an Eved or buy a Sada. The seller admits he owes him something. It's just that the seller, Tainas, it's the lesser one, the one of lesser value. The smaller field, let's say. So he's technically a moida b'miktsas. You admit you owe him something. Now the din is, once you're a moida b'miktsas, you have to swear about the rest. But by his own admission, he can't swear about the rest because he admitted he's not sure which one the person bought. We negotiated a price, but it's not clear for which one. He's not sure. The buyer is the one who's sure. He says, I'm sure it was for the bigger one. The seller says, I'm not sure whether they owe you the bigger one or the smaller one. So he becomes a moida b'miktsas she'eina yochel lishava, that can swear. And as a result, the buyer gets the bigger one. If it's the other way around, however, ha'moicha reimer, the seller says, katan mecharti. I clearly sold the smaller one. For that price, of course I meant the smaller one. Maloyoimer. And this one says, in other words, the buyer says, any day, I'm not sure. Could be it meant the bigger one. I'm not sure what we negotiated. So here the tables are reversed. Ainli alakotin, he only gets the smaller one. This is a classical case of Bari and Shema. One person is certain he sold the smaller one. The other person is not sure. So Bari Adif. Then we go with the one who's sure. And that's the Meicher who says, I sold you the smaller one. So once a person says Eini Yedeya, he's at a disadvantage. Now what if no one says Eini Yedeya? What if everyone's sure, but they're sure about different things? Ze Oimer Gadol v'ze Oimer Katan. The buyer says, I for sure bought the bigger one. And the seller is also sure. He's sure that he sold the smaller one. That money was for the smaller one. So the din is, Yishava Meicher, the seller has to swear, Sheha Katan Mocha, that he sold the smaller one.
Because here, like we explained before, the seller is a moida b'miksas. He admits he owes him something. In the previous case, the problem was he couldn't swear about the rest because he admitted he doesn't know. But now he's saying he does know it was the smaller one. Okay, so swear that the money was for the smaller one. Now we have the last case of the Mishnah. Zeh imrei niyadeya v'zeh imrei niyadeya. Both say, I don't know what the money was for. Was it for the bigger one or the smaller one? Neither the buyer or the seller is sure. Then the din is yachloiku. Then they divide the money that's in dispute. And this is according to the shita of Sumchas, who holds Mamun and Mutl b'sofik chalkin. We already explained, we paskin amaytzi mechaveri olav arayi, which means whoever has the money now, whoever is in possession of it, is the one who keeps it. So being that it's the buyer trying to get it out of the seller, he's trying to get the bigger one out of the seller, then the proof has to be brought by the buyer, not the seller. And until he can prove that he bought the bigger one, all he gets is the smaller one. So, chazing over our Mishnah. If I want to do a kinyan chalipin, because I have an extra parah, my friend has an extra chamar, we want to switch, and we're doing it through kinyan chalipin. The owner of the parah does mashiach on the chamar, and through kinyan chalipin, automatically the parah now belongs to the previous owner of the donkey, even though the parah could be very far away. Then it turned out the parah gave birth to a calf. The one who bought the parah, in other words, the one who gave away the chamar for the parah, says, oh, the calf was born after the parah was mine. So the calf is mine also. And the seller says, no, it was born before I did meshicha on your chamar. So it was before the parah was yours, so the calf is mine. So our Mishnah said, yachloiku, which is the sheet of Simchas. Now we had a case of where a person had two avadim, or two fields. One was worth more than the other. They negotiated a price, but we're not sure now what the price was for. The buyer says it was for the bigger one. Seller says no, I'm not sure, says the seller. I don't know. So the buyer gets the bigger one. Because the seller is a moida b'miksas. He's moida, owes him something. A moida b'miksas has to swear on the money that's in dispute, but he can't swear because he already told us he doesn't know for sure what that money was supposed to be for. And now we have the other way around. The seller says, I bought the smaller one. The other one says, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the money was for. The buyer says, I don't know if it was for the bigger one or the smaller one. Well, then all you get is a smaller one. It's a bari and a shema. If both are bari, one says, no, for sure, the money was for the bigger one, and the other one says, no, the money was for the smaller one. Obviously, the buyer is the one who says it was for the bigger one, and the seller says for the smaller one. So the moicher has to swear that he sold the smaller one. Because here the moicher is a moide b'miksas. He's moide, he owes him something. He does owe him the smaller one. And here he could swear on the rest, because he's not saying any a day. He's saying he knows for a fact the money was for the smaller one, not the bigger one. In the case where both say, I don't know. So again, according to Simchas, the din is yachloiku. The Batanura points out that when they were disputing, they clearly said the money was for the bigger one. In other words, it's not about the evet, it's about the money. On the evet itself, there's a rule, ein nishba in alu avodin. There's no shul when it comes to avodin. But again, even though our Mishnah says, both say, I don't know, yachloiku, that's according to Simchas, and we pass in a mitzvah mechaveiroi olav harai. It's the buyer that's going to have to prove that it was the bigger one. And if he can't, all he gets is a smaller one.